All right, welcome back, and a real treat here on a Football Friday to talk to one of the great running backs of all time, Frank Gore, former University of Miami running back, and also with the 49ers, and we say good morning to Frank. It's great to have you, Frank. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, and hey, man, I got to tell you, I watched the halftime of Monday Night Football. Putting you into the 49er Hall of Fame, which obviously is just the first start. But that's got to be cool, man, going in with Montana and Rice, Ronnie Lott, and all those guys. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was great, man. Like you said, being in the room with them type of guys, man, legends. Like you said, Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, Jerry Rice, Steve Young, my boy Patrick Willis. Man, that's a blessing.
Boy, that is a special group. I got to tell you, you're right, and your numbers just kind of snuck up on everybody there, my man. Third all-time rushing leader, only behind Walter Payton and Emmitt Smith. Man, that's some big-time company, brother. That's you ever think about that?
Now I do, but when I was playing, I didn't think about it. Now, you know, I'm done. And, you know, seeing how the lead is, especially for the position, you know, playing running back, you can't play as much as I played. You know, they give you 2 or 3 to 4 years now. So now I look back, man, I see how blessed I was, and show me what type of player I was, man, when I look back now.
You know, Frank, it's funny you said that, because you hear most teams are rotating 1 or 2 or 3 running backs and playing a lot of guys, trying to keep everybody fresh because of the injuries. And you did play at a time, man, where you did get a lot of touches, because you could also – hell, you had 20,000 yards, not just 16,000, had another 4,000 catching the ball. So I think those days are pretty much gone now, and it was amazing how durable you were.
Yeah, I was blessed, and especially, you know me since high school, Joe. You know what I had to deal with in college, and hearing all the doubters saying I won't be able to play for two years, if that. And I was blessed to play 16 years. So, you know, I just let you know how much I respected the game, how much I put time in to making sure my body was good, and that is.
You know, it's funny, you said that you went to, of course, to Coral Gables High School, and at the last second, because your mother decided to stay, which is cool for UM and things, but you had 2 ACL, man, very seldom. You had one on each knee while you were at UM, and yeah, you end up, they get a bargain, right? Because they get you healthy with the 49ers in the third round, and then you're off and running. It's amazing, like, you stayed healthy. And I think a lot of it, the Bomarito off-season workouts, and I've heard Bomarito talk about you, and guys that have been over there have all said the same thing. They were shocked at how hard you worked, even after you were really good in your workouts.
No, I just wanted to make sure I'd be ready. I love the game. I know that because I had to deal with what I had to deal with in college, that it's not promised. And so it's like whatever I had to, you know, prepare myself to get ready for the season, I made sure when I went to camp that I didn't have no doubts in my mind. And, you know, once I got to camp, man, I was, you know, even pushed even harder to get ready for the season.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
So I got to ask you, we watched your son grow up, and now with the Buffalo Bills, how cool was that to go to Buffalo and watch your son during preseason? That had to be cool as hell.
That's one of the best moments, you know, ever, man. Seeing my son, you know, get an opportunity in the NFL, and also the game I went to, he balled out, man, and showed people that he belongs in this league. Even though, you know, he didn't make the 53, he only practiced for it, and they like him. And I just told him, man, it's all God's time. Just keep his head down, keep working, and, you know, you did show that you belong here. So whenever you get your opportunity, like he always done, you take advantage of him, and he will.
Frank, you were here at the University of Miami when it was still pretty special, and everybody's brother was going there, and there were like first-round picks in front of you and second-round picks, and guys went on to have great careers, and everybody had to wait their turn a little bit, and to see it kind of back and starting to look like that again with what Mario has done. How do you feel about this UM team from what you've seen?
These first three weeks, man, I feel great. And, you know, I feel great because, you know, Mario knew what they're supposed to look like. Now Mario got mainly his guys here who he brung in. And you could tell, you could see the difference by even just the way they play. They play hard. You know, we got a great quarterback doing his thing. We got a couple of running backs, receivers, defense balling. So we're in a good place right now, man. I just want, you know, as long as they just keep working, keep their head down, and keep doing them.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. You know, what do you see now? Like, you had to wait your turn. Like, people don't realize, like, yeah, you got to play and you know, in the third and fourth quarter when you're a freshman and one of the top freshmen in the country and averaged like 20 yards a carry. It was hilarious watching. You were getting like 80 yards in the fourth quarter. It's pretty funny.
Right.
But you had to wait your turn, and now these guys go, if I ain't playing, I ain't staying.
But that's the generation, man. You know, it's different, man. Like, you know, I can't explain it. I don't really like it, man, because, you know, in the real world, man, when things don't go right, like with your family or at a regular job, you can't just get up and leave. You know what I'm saying? Stick it out. And I don't like how, you know, that you could just get up and leave when things not going right instead of working hard and getting through it. You know what I'm saying? Because in the real world, you can't live like that, man.
Yeah, it's no, 100% for sure.
And let's be real, Joe, everybody's not going to make it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, when you have to deal with stuff, when it gets, stuff get hard and, you know, you can deal with it, you know, and something you love, in the real world, you'll be able to make it in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I always wondered, Frank, because you had such a great career, what was it like for Junior, who was a heck of a running back? We've watched him go through, you know, at the different levels, high school to college. What do you say to him? Because you know he's got to hear every day about who his dad is. So what do you tell him when you talk to him?
I just told him to be him. You know, whenever your name get mentioned with mine, you're doing something good. You're doing something great. So, you know, don't worry about it. Just be you, man. I'm going to be proud of you no matter what. Just go out there and be you, have fun, and just go enjoy it, man. You know, I never put the pressure on them, you know, about, oh, you got, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we training, I'm going to make them train like how you're supposed to. But, like, once you're out there playing ball, go be you. You know, don't worry about what I did. Go be the best of you, and you'll be all right.
Yeah, no, it's just been a great story. I got to tell you, having you back in town here, Frank, is great. You're going back and forth. I know you're doing work with the San Francisco 49ers as maybe their greatest running back of all time. But what an organization out there too, huh?
Yeah, great organization, man. The York family been blessing me and my family. You know, John Lynch, great GM, head coach, one of the best head coach, Kyle. So, you know, we beat up right now, but, you know, long season. Once we get all our soldiers back, you know, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
it's great to be a part of that.
Yeah, no, I could see that for sure. Hey, the Coral Springs Trading Card Show, the trading card show, Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale, September 28th and 29th, by the way. But Frank will be signing noon to 2 o'clock on Saturday, and the Mark Super Duper will be noon to 2 on Sunday. Frank, you still enjoy that, getting a chance, and you got to hear everybody's stories and their best moments with what they remember of that long career, man. It's got to be fun for you.
Yeah, it is, man. So on the 28th, please, y'all, everybody come out. You know, from Miami guy from high school all the way up. You know, playing for the Dolphins, all my fans from high school, college. You know, I want y'all to come support us, man, and let's have a good time, you know, and take pictures and do whatever, you know.
Hey, Frank, I got to tell you, it's great. And can I just bring – I'm going to go old school. I'm going to pull a Larry Bluestein for just a second. I have told everybody you're one of the greatest running backs of all time down here in South Florida growing up. This wasn't some accident. The games you had against Northwestern when they were really good – what's kind of the difference for me? How about, do you still remember those games? You didn't just put up like 100 yards and a 5-yard average. You put up stupid numbers in those games.
Joe, I'm going to tell you, like, after my junior year and when I led the county in rushing, I went up to my high school coach and I told him, listen, coach, for no one won't say anything about who I played, I said, Coach, my last year, Coach, please, I want all the top schools. And he did it. And
wow.
He did it, and, you know, and I put on, you know, show and showed him what I was about. And that's why, you know, Miami University and the other schools wanted me because I didn't just do it against no sloppies. You know what I'm saying? I did it against the top guys.
Hey, Frank.
But for a young kid, a young kid to go to his head coach and tell him I want all the tough teams, that, you know, I don't think you see that no more, you know?
No, listen, they're all running to all play together now, Frank. It's as you know, it's a different situation for transferring in high school here now too, as crazy as that is. So, yeah, man, it's been a lot of fun, Frank, getting a chance to talk to you. You'll be at the Coral Springs Trading Card Show. I hope to come up there and see you, my man. So thank you so much for joining us. It's great, and I hope I can get together with you at some point.
All right, Joe, man. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Right back at you, Frank. Thank you. Frank Gore, going to be a Hall of Famer here real soon.